It is 7:50 here at KMJ. Time now to check in with our good friends over at the Business Journal. That's where we check in with Gabe Dillard. Hey, Gabe, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good talking to you again. It's been a little while for us. Fresno ranking low when it comes to work ethic. I got to tell you that headline, I hope it doesn't speak volumes, but apparently it does.
Yeah, well, it depends on how you look at it. So there's this personal finance website called Wallet Hub.
Oh, they're infamous for their headlines. They like headlines at Wallet Hub.
Yeah. So, you know, they've done lists like the best city or state to start a small business, stuff like that. Fresno, big surprise, Fresno usually doesn't do so well on these lists. And in the case of the list we're talking about, which is ranking work ethic, we're at almost the bottom, 113 out of 116 cities. San Francisco apparently was the city with the most hardworking people. Columbia, South Carolina was the city with the worst.
So why is Wallet Hub saying that Fresno just has no work ethic amongst the worst in the country? What's the reasoning there?
They looked at a couple of factors. First, they what they call direct factors in determining this list, which these include average work week hours, the employment rate, the share of workers leaving their vacation time untouched, share of engaged workers, and the idle youth rate, which I guess is folks that are ages 16 to 24 that just aren't working. They also looked at some indirect factors, which for some reason includes average commute time, share of workers with multiple jobs, average volunteer hours per resident, and average leisure time. Fresno didn't perform so well. We even did worse than Bakersfield, which came in at 111.
Uh-oh.
So, it's just how you look at it. They take numbers and kind of slice them and dice them however they want to. I know plenty of hardworking people, know plenty of lazy people too, so take what you will from this.
All right, thank you, Gabe. Talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You can read all about these at businessjournal.com. The other big story you guys have been working on concerning Fresno County property assessments, right?
Right. This came out last week. So our property assessment property roll, which is the value of for our favorite thing of paying taxes on our real estate here in Fresno County, is up 5.2%. So it's a total of $82 billion in assessed value. It's based on homes, businesses, farmland, even boats and aircraft are included with this in this tax roll. It reflects a sixth straight year of increase. It's good news for if you own a home. It's good news for you. It means your value of your home is going up. Maybe not so good news for people in the market to purchase real estate. The total is actually $86 billion, but there's actually exemptions for properties that are owned by charities or disabled homeowners. Mm. So most unincorporated cities saw a bump. Mendota saw the highest increase in their assessed property. 9.5%. For some reason, Huron saw a 5.9% drop. That was rare. And just to throw out some of the numbers here, the assessor's office had to process 300,000 taxable parcels, nearly 1,800 business property tax assessments, 4,000 boats, 418 planes. There were more than 3,400 new construction events. And this also includes 1.7 million acres of farmland.
Wow.
So, so kind of the lesson in all this is you probably hope you paid your property taxes on time this year. So
yeah, let's hope so. Yeah, you better dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to that stuff. Hey, Gabe Dillard, very insightful stuff. Appreciate the hard work you guys are doing over at the Business Journal. Thank you for joining us this morning.